Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays a fading star of TV westerns in 1969 Hollywood. In the latest epic from Quentin Tarantino, it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure.
Put it there. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Are you an actor?
No, I'm a stuntman.
Yes, he is, and that stuntman is played by Brad Pitt, who plays the DiCaprio character's best and maybe only friend. And these two fictional characters connect faithfully with real-life Hollywood legends, including Bruce Lee, Sharon Tate, and dangerously, Charles Manson.
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Who has been.
Here I am, flat on my ass. Who I got living next door to me?
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie.
You're in this?
That's me. I play Miss Carlson, the Klutz.
Charlie's gonna dig you.
In this town,
I can all change like that.
And Margot Robbie is perfectly cast as Sharon Tate as the grim, bizarre path to the Manson murders is sketched in loving and persuasive detail. As a work of historical recreation of Hollywood of 50 years ago, though it's nearly 3 hours long, the movie is so well acted, with small roles for the likes of Al Pacino and Bruce Dern, that it's never anything less than fascinating and often funny. For Tarantino fans, the film's a feast, and for those of us who qualify as Tarantino skeptics, it's vastly more entertaining and impressive for all its indulgences than you would expect. It's rated R, of course, for loads of harsh language, sex references, and in its last half hour, an abundance of gruesome violence. There's also, by the way, a major surprise. 3 stars for the artistic and ambitious Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.